Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. On New Year's Eve, during our family reunion dinner, my mother started in again about how a fellow devotee told her that lighting a blessing lamp at the temple is remarkably efficacious, and that donating money to the temple helped someone's son get into National Taiwan University. My son, who has been homeschooled, immediately trained his logical artillery on her. Can merit accumulate without limit? Is there a control group for lamp lighting? My mother went from embarrassed to hurt and finally fell silent. My son looked over at me, triumphant, waiting for me to take the side of reason, but I couldn't bring myself to smile in that moment, because every single rebuttal my son made was logically correct. And yet, what does being correct actually accomplish? You won a debate and lost an old woman's heart. After my father passed away, my mother became like a satellite that had lost its planet, completely unmoored. It was those fellow devotees who brought her to the Buddhist hole, got her doing volunteer work, joining pilgrimage walks, giving her a reason to get out of bed each morning. I do not agree with the theological content of any of it, but it accomplished something I was never able to. So let me say this, a worn-out crutch, if it can still hold a person upright and keep them walking, is not something you should be in a hurry to snap into. I have theological training. I am as capable as anyone of deconstructing this entire economy of meritorious deeds, but once I snap it, what better thing do I have to offer her in its place? Sometimes what a person needs to keep living is not the correct answer. It is a reason to be willing to get out of bed tomorrow.